Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening.
Whichever it is for you, here's the Morning Scramble
with Claire and Eric,
a Z102.9 podcast.
Enjoy.
Good morning, one and all.
Oh, look who's back.
It's me.
From your happy place.
Back by way of Minneapolis and then an airplane that had a... Do you know airplanes have windshield wipers?
I did not know that.
Well, this one was broken, so we had to wait in Minneapolis a couple more hours.
Bit of a delay.
I do like this. Come back after a holiday and then take the next day. It's Wednesday.
Yeah.
I have a three-day work week.
Your Monday's a Wednesday. Everybody else's Monday was a Tuesday.
Yeah.
This week is just bananas, I tell you.
I have a feeling that is probably what's happening because I had to be a confused driver I was right next to this morning. No headlights at all. None.
Oh!
Scared the bejeebuses out of me.
That's not good when it's still dark out.
I know.
Yeah, I mean...
I saw them coming onto the interstate, and I looked, and occasionally I'll see a car, like, the headlights aren't on, but the headlights are, which I don't know how that's possible.
Yeah, like your parking lights?
Something could be loose. I don't know.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh, no rear lights. Well, good thing there's oh, my God, there's no headlights either. And then at what point do you think the driver realizes, doesn't realize? Because the interstate's lit a little bit.
It is, but then how do you see stuff in the car? Like, if you needed to adjust the radio dial, if you need to adjust the
air. It was dark. Which is so not safe for anybody.
No.
So that,
be safe.
So maybe they're just, their brain's off a day, or maybe they just got back from Disney too.
Okay.
I don't know.
Well, I'm glad it was somebody else and not you, because
no,
I just
forgot a belt today, which has me completely off kilter. Completely.
Are you going to be like grabbing your pants kind of thing?
I've pulled them up twice already.
Oh boy.
Since I got... stood up from a desk.
Maybe we could make a makeshift belt.
I just need a rope.
Is there a
headphone cord?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Take off your headphones and just wrap them around your waist.
Headphone cord and a shoestring would be perfect.
Wasn't
that's all I need.
Producer Ben, a Boy Scout, maybe he could do something. Some sort of knot.
You know what he could do? He could weave weeds together.
Weave weeds?
Weave weeds to form a rope.
Yeah.
A weed rope.
Oh, that's he'll what make you a beautiful weed rope.
Or that baby tree that's growing right behind you. In the yard.
Oh, yeah, a walnut belt?
Yeah, it's pure walnut. If this takes off, watch out, farmer's market.
Walnut braided belts.
Braided belts.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I like
weaved
it.
Weaved weeds and braided belts.
I think that you could have something there.
I think so.
Yeah. Oh, gosh, if you get it together real fast, I think we got a farmer's market coming up this Saturday. So
send him out in the dark right now. Start harvesting.
Go, Ben, before the rain comes in.
Put my weeds together, my weed belt.
I love it. I can't wait. We're getting so crafty already.
Otherwise, you know.
The best ideas.
Good to be home. Everything looks familiar. I'm ready for my button pushing.
Yep, that's exactly where I left
it. That's where that was. Uh-huh. I know what that computer does. I got my old friend, the weather forecast.
Hello, old friend.
There's you.
Hey.
If you ever watch our Instagram videos, I did try to take a little extra time on the camera this morning. You physically pushed me out of the way.
I did. Yeah. Well.
Welcome home, buddy.
Got to fight for screen time, and I'm not going to...
Just a little brother-sister rivalry there.
And guess what?
Sibling rivalry.
I had brothers. I had a sister.
You know how to act.
Yeah.
Yes. We roughhoused just a little bit.
Just a little. And you know what? We're made us ready for a Wednesday.
And it took me back to Disney. There is somebody stop touching your sister moments on a bus.
Stop it.
Stop. Henry.
Do you hear the sound of my voice?
You're not listening.
When I grit my teeth,
you're
know
not
I'm
listening.
Serious. Yeah, no, I've
Riley,
heard it.
Riley, calm down, Riley.
Riley.
Take it down a notch, Riley. Shannon's like, how many times do you think Riley gets told that in a day?
A lot.
Take it down, Riley.
A lot. I feel bad for anybody who falls victim to a scam. But at some point, it's like, come on.
There's a little bit of buyer beware.
A little bit, right? A little bit. And I hate it when it's, you know, somebody who's a little bit older.
Yeah.
And, you know, they just... They want to have company.
Is this the one about the soap opera?
No, this is a different one.
Because I saw that last week. Some woman thought a soap star from ABC
needed money. Yeah. No, this
What's this? A
woman who fell in love with an astronaut. I know. 80-year-old woman from Japan.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Back in July, she started talking to a guy on social media, and he told her that his profession was astronaut. So, I mean, red flag there. But no, she keeps talking to him. They keep chatting. She starts developing feelings.
No.
And then that's where he strikes. His spaceship is under attack. And he needs oxygen.
Under attack by whom?
He didn't say. But that was my first question.
First question is, wouldn't that be on the news?
Yes. I was like, why wouldn't she know about this attack? Who's attacking
you? So he's going to buy oxygen in space?
He needs more oxygen in space, but he needs money for the oxygen, right? You know, the space program doesn't just give you oxygen, apparently. She had to send him 1,000,000 yen.
No.
Which is about $6,700.
Oh, my goodness.
So she did, because she wanted to save her astronaut boyfriend. She
had
met
to save
online.
His astronaut. She did.
She did. Yes, she did. So officials are like, you know, please don't. If anything sounds suspicious, don't give somebody money.
Did he at least send a thank you note from space?
No.
You saved me.
Oh, good news. I'm still alive.
The battle is over and we won. We won, dear. But bad news, I'll be up here for another year.
Who'd you defeat? Who were you fighting?
Zorg.
Oh, Zorg. Oh, now it all makes sense.
I've heard about Zorg. He's bad people.
He's bad. Buzz Lightyear hates him.
That poor woman.
I know. I feel bad, but also, like, come on. I know. It's like, come on.
And at some point, isn't she telling at least her 80-year-old friends about this guy or a family member? Or because it is Asian culture is different, she got embarrassed. So
yes.
She doesn't tell anybody.
Yes.
It's kind of like when I ordered rare ahi tuna and I thought it meant hard to find. And I just had to eat it. I just had to suck it up and eat it.
They didn't cook it, Eric. They didn't cook it.
Claire, I thought rare ahi tuna
meant
hard to find, much like astronaut love.
I would love to have something that was rare.
Oh, you don't cook it.
Oh. Oh.
Stupid me, I'll eat it anyway.
You have to, it's rare.
I did. Oh my God, I was so dumb.
Lay it all out there.
Brace yourself.
What's on your mind?
It's mind-blowing, isn't it?
Time for some brain show and tell.
What's on your mind?
Eric, do you recall, I think it was last spring, I had done some yard work in my yard, and my arms were just... like eaten up. I got
you were
blisters.
Cleaning out your planting beds.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, and I had this when we had a lot of property on the southeast side. The previous homeowner did so much landscaping. It was beautiful, but was overgrown.
Yeah.
Was overweeded.
Got to take care of it.
And I went out in shorts and a t-shirt. And then for a month, I just had scales.
Yes.
All over my arms. And yes.
Uh-huh.
And I don't think it was a poison, whatever. It's just you get the wrong thing touching the skin and it just kind of irritates it?
Yes.
Ugh.
Yes.
Yes, I know exactly what you're talking about.
So I have been very wary of being out in my own yard and getting too close to basically anything that's not in my garden, my vegetable garden, where I know I'm safe. But we did have a little part of our property where I was like, that needs to, you know, get cleaned out.
Clean it out.
Yeah. That my husband installed a little garden planting bed, and he didn't put down a weed barrier, and
oops,
unfortunately,
yeah,
the weeds took over.
They know how to, there's a will, there's a weed.
Exactly. And something about those weeds took over, and they are everywhere, and unfortunately, I was like, I'm not going to mess with it. Dear husband, this is on you. I would suggest long sleeve shirt. I would suggest pants. He was like, it's still summer, so I'm not going to do pants, but I will wear gloves and I will wear a long sleeve shirt. And guess what happened again? He had a hole in his glove. He has a tiny little blister on the knuckle of his finger. He did all of the work, all of like the hauling out of everything. He did it all. I went out to check on him, Eric, and I have it on my leg.
Just walking out briefly to go, how's it going?
So briefly, how's the project? Wow, it looks like you made a lot of progress.
How close were you? Did you walk into it?
I was near it. I don't know.
It was on the wind. Apparently, it was on the wind.
I don't know how I do it.
So
but
it's
I
on
do.
Your legs?
It's. I just looked out just this morning. I was like, oh, man, my leg is itchy. And I looked down. I'm like, that's a blister.
Those spores, man.
What is in my yard? Please be careful. If you ever come over, it is dangerous out there.
When you started this story, I thought you were going to tell me you let the sprinkler run all night long, because that's what I had to deal with one morning when I came over to help on a project.
I said I was sorry.
Your backyard was swampland. But this is equally as worse.
This is bad.
And you know what? If you're harvesting the crops, this it's all probably coming to a point where it's ready to, whatever that weed is, it's ready to go.
Uh-huh.
Right? It's
uh-huh.
ready to pop.
Peak weed, evil weed season.
So calamine lotion.
Yeah.
Benadryl.
Yeah.
All of the above.
All the allergy stuff.
Ugh. Yuck.
Yuck.
Yuck, yuck, yuck.
Yeah.
Well, guess where I was?
Hanging out with a mouse.
This was an interesting Disney trip for the Hansen family. Typically, we just go parks, 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 and we know the lay of the land. But this particular one included a fan conference, so it was 2 days in a convention center.
D23, I believe.
I would. The first morning was fantastic. We got a lot of sneak peeks of the movies coming out. Yes.
How come it's D23 and not D25?
Because it's not for the year of this year. It's for the year Walt moved out to California and started his first studio.
1923.
In 1923 was when he left Kansas City. Next question. What else can I answer for you? So one of the nights, though, Magic Kingdom was open until like 11 p.m.
Ooh.
So we went in and it was Halloween themed.
Like adults only?
No. I wish. No, but if it was, then this would not have happened, which has now happened to me twice on the last two vacations. It's an unusual phenomenon where a boy of about 8 or 9 befriends me. Remember my Alaska trip?
Oh, yeah.
And I just lost his name. It was like Liam or Leo or something like that from California.
Yes.
Becomes my best friend. He loves me. We're on a boat ride.
Yes.
Remember that
kid? He offered you a chip.
Yes. And then we took a selfie together. Yeah. Now I'm standing. I'm just having Shannon take a picture. They've got a backdrop for a selfie. I'm like, just this kid walks into the photo. So we took a picture together. I'm not joking. I, just like a mall Santa.
You attract children?
I attract children, which is why I'm telling you.
Okay.
This is the perfect, perfect retirement plan for me. It's the magic is starting. I thought all I had to do was look the part. No, also apparently there's something where the kids have to be comfortable.
No, the kids have to be comfortable with you.
Well,
the Santa Claus with Tim Allen, he goes to his son's soccer game, and all of a sudden he's on a park bench, and the kids are all lined up to sit on his lap.
We're getting close. We are getting close. Luckily, nobody has fallen off my roof lately, but I'll keep an eye out, because, yeah, I might be next in line for the Santa Claus.
Time for The Buzz with Danson Eric Hansen on Z102.9.
Probably Iowa's worst kept secret. Joni Ernst is not running for re-election. She has ended speculation officially. She released a video saying that she's not seeking a third term in 2026. She's 55, an Iowa National Guard veteran, the first female combat veteran elected to the U.S. Senate.
Everybody's been talking about it for so long. I feel like I thought that was already official, but
well,
she never said
it. Well, and it was a fundraiser or somewhere that it seemed like the hint was she was going to run. But I forget, one of the many people running for that seat called out her campaign pledge back originally that I think it was she would never run like more than 3 times or something. And what's probably Iowa's worst kept rumor, Iowa Congresswoman Ashley Hinson now will run for the Senate in 2026. Hinson posted her announcement on social media just after Ernst released her video message about 4 hours later. Hinson's from Marion, the first elected to the House in 2020, won re-election for her third term just this past election. 3 Democrats have already announced they're running in that second congressional district, which Hinson currently represents. I don't believe a Republican candidate has come forth because the seat at that point didn't look like it was going to be open.
Right.
It looked like it was going to be hers. So we'll just see where all of that goes. But there's a lot of moving pieces getting ready for the November election of 2026.
Yeah.
It's, you got governor, you got now a Senate seat. So those are some pretty big pieces on the chessboard that are open. Let's move into some sports shorts and the Wild and Apt Cyclone Fight Song. This Saturday is Iowa versus Iowa State in Ames, and all eyes will be on Ames and Fox Television. Fox is sending their Big Noon Kickoff pregame crew to Ames. First time ever. Pregame show. So if you're not familiar with this, just it's game day on ESPN. Fox has tried to find a substitute type program for years. It's not nearly as big, but it's big. It's still a national pregame for a college game. The pre-broadcast tailgate starts at 7:30. The show goes live at 9. Kickoff, by the way, 11 o'clock, Jack Trice on Fox. Fox will give away $500 for the best sign for students, by the way.
Oh, really?
I don't know if they've done that every year. But
or is that just since Carson King?
Well, I was thinking, now it was, mind you, it was game day But this is how Carson King became famous for a good solid year in Iowa, was thanks to a pregame tailgate show. So you never know. And all he was doing was asking for Venmo money for beer. And then it turned into a multi-million dollar donation to the Iowa Stead
family. Doesn't he have a foundation now?
He's got a foundation now. He's visited this show a couple of times, so you never know what sign could propel you into something bigger. Let's wrap the buzz with what's got us feeling all right. As I told you at the beginning of the show, European royalty is coming to Eastern Iowa. The Crown Prince of Norway is coming to Decorah next month.
For what?
I'll tell you. Great question. It's the next paragraph.
Please wait for me to finish reading.
Are you dumbfounded that he would even consider it? Like, well, why?
Okay, when you said royalty's coming here, I assumed that maybe somebody from the Czech Republic would be...
Which we did have when they dedicated the clock.
Yes, yes.
So it's in that vein.
Yeah.
Crown Prince Haakon. Haakon? H-A-A-K-O-N. Will be visiting the U.S. to celebrate 200 years of organized immigration from Norway. Norwegian government officials say the Crown Prince will visit Decorah and the Twin Cities from October 6th to the 8th and then go to New York City on October 9th. So just say that out loud.
What?
His agenda includes New York City, Minneapolis, and Decorah.
Well, there is a rich Norwegian heritage in
You're
that
telling
area.
Me
yeah.
Decorah is home to the Vesterheim Norwegian American Museum.
Of course.
Which I believe is where he I want to call him Hans of the Southern Isles.
Hans.
Is what I really want to call
Prince
him.
Prince Hans of the
but
Southern Isles.
Crown Prince Haakon will be visiting our Norwegian connection in Decorah at the Norwegian American Museum. That's European royalty, though, coming to Iowa.
That's a really big deal.
Got us feeling all right.
It's the Morning Scramble with Claire and Eric.
Yes.
B102.9.
It's a very interesting phenomenon when it comes to what we do for a living. We've been talking about going for this serial world record, I think, for 2 weeks now.
Yeah.
Most people are hearing it for the first time now. Isn't
exactly.
that amazing just how information spreads and in your life, you're not really thinking about it until your brain's ready to think about it. But now that we're in the month of September, I'm seeing more interactivity in the last 2 days on my social media profile. What did you guys know? What do you like? We've been talking about this for 2 weeks.
I know, but
I think that's just the way it goes.
Now that it's actually September,
yeah.
It feels like it's real. And it, oh baby, is it ever real? Because on Saturday, September 20th, we are going for a Guinness World Record.
2,000 people, and I cannot emphasize that number enough, which is a daunting task.
Mm-hmm.
But we know we have the population. We know a ton of people go to farmers markets.
Yes.
We know we have a location to hold it. And we also have enough milk, cereal at all for everybody. It's just telling those 2,000 people where to be and at what time. That's how we're going to break this record because we need to surpass, I think it's 1,800 and something.
Yeah.
So 2,000 people eating cereal all in one location is the record we're going for. You could be a part of history. Don't be the person who's like, I thought about it. We didn't go. And then you weren't officially there. Coming up on Saturday, September 20th, but because of Guinness's rules, we need people to pre-register.
Yeah, that is the name of the game. We need to know exactly who is there and hand the list over to Guinness and
there's
say,
there's an affidavit. It's almost like signing the school petition,
yes,
right?
Yes.
It's like collecting signatures. And if they could get 6,000, we could get 2,000 people. Theirs didn't include cereal.
Absolutely.
Ours includes cereal.
We can do this. We want to work with you on crushing this world record. So please join us. You can do that. You can tell us that you want to come. Go to KZIA.com and fill out the form.
And now, a pop culture update we'd like to call Z's Sleaze with Claire.
New couple alert. Sydney Sweeney is dating Scooter Braun.
Remind me, who was she seen with at that wedding in Italy?
She was seen with a bunch of Hollywood figures.
I figured it was one of those.
I did too, but that's actually where they met. Several months ago, they met at Jeff Bezos and Lauren Sanchez's wedding in Venice. She was kind of like the belle of the ball, is what the report said, is that everybody wanted to spend some time talking to Sydney Sweeney. And out of her pick of the litter, she went with Scooter Braun. According to TMZ, it's very casual right now, and it has been the last couple of months. But they've been bonding because they've both been, like, embroiled in some hot controversies. Scooter Braun, of course, is every Swiftie's enemy because he bought Taylor Swift's music catalog. And Sydney Sweeney recently had that American Eagle ad campaign.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, yeah. Had people talking. So they've both seen some scrutiny in their day, and it's caused them to bond.
Can I lean on your shoulder and cry about how popular I am?
Unpopular.
And unpopular at the same time.
I'm so unpopular, I'm popular. Okay, speaking of dating, let's talk dating advice. Miley Cyrus says that her mother gives terrible dating advice.
Hey, y'all.
She said, Mom always wanted me to stay with the wrong guy because they're hot.
That's not good advice.
It's terrible advice. And you look at her past relationships. She was with her ex-fiance, Liam Hemsworth, Cody Simpson. They dated for a very long time in her adult life. She's currently with a boyfriend, Max Mirando, since 2021. And things have been going well, but it's because she hasn't been taking her mother's advice. She's her mom defended herself, said it's great advice because after so many years, you're kind of over it, like the relationship. You still get to look at somebody who's friggin' hot.
The quote included the term friggin' hot?
That is correct. Miley said, no, I ended up with a person who means a lot to me and treats me well and respects me. I had to learn that the hard way because mommy taught me the wrong way and I had to learn the right way by myself.
I cannot believe I'm following Miley Cyrus's team on this one.
I know.
But again, she has matured leaps and bounds.
Absolutely.
In the last, what, decade?
And had to figure it out on her own, yes. Right? She's like, that's not something that mom ever taught me. That was not on my top three must-haves, according to mother. And had to, you know, go through relationships and have some hard breakups and failures.
So what, was it jawline? Abs?
Just friggin' hot, okay?
Friggin' hot. Yeah. 1, 2, 3, girl. Remember those three tips.
Just be hot. Speaking of hot, what was the 2025 Song of Summer? According to CNN, a couple weeks ago, they said there is no Song of Summer, right?
They were, I think, looking at Billboard data, and that was about it. But nothing was really...
Well,
we didn't latch on to one that was everywhere.
It was too soon to call. And we have to ask Billboard, because Billboard is the one who declares who is the Song of Summer.
They monitor airplay, streaming, purchases. If anybody, they have the data.
And summer wasn't officially over yet, right? Labor Day marks the unofficial end of summer.
Right.
Billboard kept tabs on the summer run for the Song of Summer. It's 14 weeks. And the number one song for 14 weeks this summer was Ordinary by Alex Warren.
We'll be hearing this song until the cockroaches take over because that's a perfect...
It's unobtrusive.
It's a background pop song.
Yep.
It doesn't get your attention, but it also doesn't turn you away.
Exactly.
It's just there.
It's fine.
It's furniture.
Yes.
It's an occasional chair. It pulls the room together. It's a rug. It works.
Now,
you don't comment on it ever.
Not really.
It's just there.
It's there. It's like, oh, yes, of course. And that. I did think it was interesting because at the number one, we had Ordinary.
Right.
But number 2, 3, and 4 in that order all went to Morgan Wallen. What I Want featuring Tate McRae. He also had Just In Case, I'm the Problem.
What helps for both of those acts, too, is they can cross over, right? Ordinary,
yeah.
Z can play, and like a lighter station,
mm-hmm.
like adult contemporary.
Yeah.
And then Morgan Wallen, clearly country and pop,
yes.
Right? So you're getting Billboard, they're getting a ton of spins.
Tons.
Because they're on a ton of radio stations.
Yeah. And they did. I was wondering because I think People Magazine unofficially said that Golden from K-Pop Demon Hunters was maybe the Song of Summer. It did. Well, number 7 on the list.
I think it got hot too late, right?
Yes.
And then...
It grew and grew all summer, but kind of peaked here in August.
And even if it keeps going through September, it's not going to officially count.
No.
Right?
And it's the Song of Fall.
You missed the window.
You missed the boat. Yeah. So
Alex Warren, Ordinary, this is your Song of Summer, right here.
Yeah. Hey, look, it was still, you had a summer, it just wasn't that notable, okay? You had a summer, it was fine.
It's like you got a C in the class. You're average.
Hey, I passed.
C's get degrees, man.
Exactly. And Alex Warren, you've got the song of summer that no one will remember.
Don't rock the boat, Alex.
It's fine.
Yeah.
What was that song of 2025? I don't remember.
There's a reason vanilla ice cream is the number one flavor, guys.
That's what we like to call.
Z's Sleaze.
This was based on a Z Sleaze story from late last week.
Yeah, somebody asked ChatGPT what it would say the catchiest songs of all time are. And the list just kind of rubbed me the wrong way because, like, how does a computer know what is catchy to humans?
Here's what the computer thinks. Michael Jackson, Billie Jean at number 3. Dancing Queen, ABBA, coming in at number 2.
Mm-hmm.
And then Village People, YMCA, coming at number 1, which in the moment, great song. Go to a wedding, ton of fun.
Oh, yeah.
But you're not singing it the next morning.
It's about, when I think catchiest, I think it's a song that's going to get stuck in your head. And you just know it's going to no matter what.
Yes. So between you, me, and good morning, producer Ben.
Good morning.
We, unlike the computer, used our minds,
our hearts,
and our souls.
We put our souls into these lists, people.
To determine what we believe to be the 3 catchiest songs. It's ours to present. It's yours to determine. You're going to vote.
Yes.
On your favorite list or the list you agree with the most. I found out about this on a plane.
So,
flying in yesterday.
I know you didn't have time to prepare your list.
I'm ready.
But, okay. Do you want to go first then?
I'll take it.
You'll take?
Sure.
All right.
Happy to.
Also, look at Mr. Confidence here.
Well, I tell you guys, different categories, sometimes it helps to be an older person in the room.
Oh, really?
And this is one of those where I, hands down, have the best 3.
I've done a little more living.
Because I've lived for a longer time than the both of you, which means I've had songs like these caught in my brain before, which is why I'm coming in hot at number 3 with Staying Alive by the Bee Gees. I guarantee you somebody at 3 o'clock this afternoon will be singing. And they're like, where did that come from?
Why did that song stuck in my head all day?
It's catchier than Billie Jean. I'm sorry. That's my number 3.
Okay.
I would only sing that if I was doing CPR.
Also, it can save a life.
It's a life-saving.
Thank you. It's also a life-saving song.
Thank you, Ben.
Producer Ben.
Yes.
Gives me, with the assist, thank you. Number 2. I think just because it's been off the radar for a little while, this is why it didn't catch people's attention, or at least the computers. But I will put this up against any of the top 3. My number 2 is Mambo number 5. Number 2, catchiest songs of all time, Lou Bega, Mambo number 5. Number 1, and I remember asking you this very specific question when you gave me this list on Friday, and I was offended, appalled, and personally insulted that my namesake did not make even the top 10. Ladies and gentlemen, the hookiest, catchiest song of all time is... Nobody
Hanson.
Knows any of the other lyrics, but when that part comes on, everybody sings.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
You know what? That is a catchy tune.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Bee Gees Stayed Alive, Mambo number 5 by Lou Bega, Hanson Mbop. That is my 3-2-1 catchiest of all time. Vote now. On my list on the Z102.9
okay,
Facebook
up,
page.
Hold up until everybody participates.
I declare victory.
You can't do that. I already created my list as well. And my list actually does have some similarities to yours.
Okay. I do not know this list. I am playing this blind.
Well, let me just say that we'll start with the similarity. My number 3 is also Lou Bega, Mambo number 5, baby.
Take us to your number 2.
Number 2, Call Me Maybe. Carly Rae Jepsen is the catchiest song that's just going to get stuck.
I didn't even think of Call Me Maybe. That's a very good pick.
That's a really good one.
There's always one in the list.
It gets you,
that
right?
That gets the votes. I think this might be it.
I don't know. I think instead of Carly Rae, I think it actually goes to my number 1, which has to be Sweet Caroline by Neil Diamond. So good. So good.
That's at every wedding.
Everybody sing along because you know it's going to be stuck in your head. You know all the words.
Although, is it like the YMCA?
I disagree.
Like in the moment?
No, it's different because there's no dance to it. That's the dance. Everybody wants to get in on the dance.
There's arm movements.
No, no.
Bop, bop, ba.
No, it is a sing-along. It'll get stuck in your head. Guaranteed.
Okay. My three, Claire's three, catchiest of all time.
We think we got it.
We need to get to producer Ben's three, and we'll do so coming up in less than 5 minutes.
Waking you up with the morning scramble on Z102.9.
We are taking on AI.
Yeah.
AI thinks they know the catchiest songs of all time, including Billie Jean at number three, ABBA Dancing Queen at number two, and so says AI, YMCA is number one.
Like, fun songs, good picks, but I don't know if those are the ones that get stuck in your head, that you keep singing hours later and you don't remember why.
Well, I put my list to the test. I'm coming in with Staying Alive by the Bee Gees, which half the lyrics are the terms staying alive. You're not going to forget that. Lou Bega, Mamba number five and number two, and Mbop Hanson, I believe, catchiest of all time. That's my 3-2-1.
I think that you're not too far off with Lou Bega, Mambo number five. That is also my number three on my list. But I got to say, number two is Call Me Maybe by Carly Rae Jepsen. I swear to you, that song will get embedded in your brain and it will not leave.
I think that is going to be your win or lose song. Just like I think Staying Alive will be my win or lose song.
I also think that my number one, Sweet Caroline, I will go to somewhere and I'll hear that song and it is stuck in your head and you'll just be shouting, so good to nobody.
Okay, producer Ben, you've taken on the task as well. Before I play your...
Thanks for saving the best for last.
Three song mix.
Yeah.
Any final notes before we hear your songs?
I mean, there's probably a reason why I have yet to get a single vote on the Facebook page.
Okay, well, maybe people haven't heard it yet.
It's not official until we play it.
I wasn't going for public vote on this, even though that's kind of the point of the thing.
Yeah, it kind of is.
I was going my own personal opinion.
Okay.
If I'm, like, in my free time, what am I going to break out in song for? Just randomly out of nowhere.
In your free time. Yeah. Okay.
Like you're walking down the street and you might break out in song.
Yeah, it pops in my head and I just break out in song.
Okay.
The songs that pop into Ben's head, rent free, no reason.
Number three. All right, the theme to the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. Number three.
I love humming that one.
What is
it's
this?
Jurassic Park, it's the Journey Jurassic to the Park Island.
This isn't even the main one. It's that ba-da-da-da.
The national anthem, Star Spangled Banner.
You hum the Star Spangled Banner?
No, I don't
banner?
Hum it. I sing it.
He sings it while walking the streets of Atlanta.
Wow.
He's known as Mr. Patriotism around Atlanta.
The Jurassic Park when I hum because there's no words.
Oh, my goodness.
Ben.
Your 3-2-1 catchiest songs of all time are the theme for The Fresh Prince of Bel-Air.
You live in a strange
Journey
world.
To the Island, the theme to Jurassic Park, at least one of the themes. And then the Star Spangled Banner.
No, it's not the theme to Jurassic Park. It's just one of the songs from Jurassic Park. Okay, let's be clear.
If you're walking the streets of Atlanta and you hear somebody singing the Star Spangled Banner, it might be me.
And you're wondering why you don't have any votes?
Ben, this is terrible. This is a terrible list.
If you love America and dinosaurs and Will Smith.
And Will Smith, really?
That's a very narrow group.
A close fourth would have been SpongeBob.
SpongeBob would have been four. Catchiest songs of all time. I don't know. I think the computer may have beat Ben.
Well, yeah.
To me.
The computer wins. AI wins.
All right. Our lists are up. It is an online, on phone sort of vote. You can vote on the Z102.9 Facebook page.
The point was to take down the computer, Ben.
You're going to be the first one to be assimilated. Where's Ben? Oh, he's on the side of AI now.
Oh, you know what? That's okay.
That's a good side to be on.
It's now Bane, B-A-I-N, Ben. All right, votes. We're taking them right now at 200-1029. Who has the best list?
Thank you for listening to the Morning Scramble podcast.
Catch Claire and Eric live weekday mornings 6 until 10 Central Time on Z102.9. Listen on your radio, on your smart speaker, or stream at KZIA.com.
Okay, have a good day.